Tell me about you and your family. My name is Nadia Brown. I have two sons, Mason McGill and Miles Brown. Miles is 5 and Mason is 12. Me and my family I'm a single parent raising two boys. So in the meantime, we like to do all kind of fun things. Like we like to go to the movies. We like to go out to eat. We just like to have fun. We don't like to stay in the house. On the weekends, we try to go out and, to explore the city and attend different events within the city. If anything that's going on, especially if it's free. What is Family Voices Counseling and why do you think others should join? Family Voices counseling is a group. We meet monthly, and we are a group of single mothers, married mothers, parents, grandparents, any caregiver that's taking care of a child that's under the age of 5. And what we do is we talked about all kind of resources within the state of South Carolina, whether it's in Myrtle Beach, whether it's in Greenville, whether it's in Greenwood, Richland here, or Lexington. We kind of talk about different ideas and different resources that will maybe help utilize us as parents to be able to take care of our kids and make sure they are receiving what services that are out there in the state of South Carolina. And that's the reason why I feel like, every parent should join, so they could be a part of this atmosphere and, just to learn new things and to learn to meet new people. So that's one reason. What have you enjoyed about serving on the Family Voices Counseling? Just the camaraderie, just being able to meet new people and to also bring up ideas and learn from them. Because what may be going on here in Columbia may be different in Rock Hill. So, those tips are very helpful and things that I may not know, I could get understanding from other parents and things that they may not know, they may could get understanding from me. So, that's what I really enjoy, the camaraderie that we have. Have any other topics covered in the meeting been especially impactful or meaningful to you and why? One of the topics that we discussed is recently one of the parents brought up about her son that's 12 years old, and she was having some issues at the school because they were constantly targeting him. She felt like they were targeting him with him being 12 and the size that he is, and then plus he has ADHD. So she was saying that, it was a lot of stuff that they were doing, when it came to his behavior, they felt like, they were threatened, all kind of stuff. So when she spoke about that, I was just going kind of through the same thing with my son that's 12 years old, 6 foot tall, and I'm 220 pounds wearing the size 15 shoe. And he also has ADHD. So, one of the things that I did had in place for him was a 504 plan. And the question was asked, do he have a behavior modification plan? And I stated, no, what is that? And they was like, one of the members, she's a school board, Miss Felicia, stated that, you need to see about him getting a behavior modification plan. That's something that they should have had in place. And I was like, you know what? They never brought that up about him. It always was saying what Mason is doing, what Mason ain't doing, but never say what things they had in place for him when he is experiencing these behavior issues or, anything like that. It's always he got to go to the principal, they got to write him up, so it's always constantly that. So that really helped when, I was able to get some feedback from the other parents in reference to how I needed to handle the situation. What is your favorite meeting? And I'd probably say the favorite meeting is the time that we did a painting class, kind of like paint some mountains, and I think it was snow. We did that session, and then we had another session where we made flowers and was able to do some self-care, you know, was able to kind of talk to each other about things that, you know, we're going through, things as parents where we may need someone to cheer us on, motivate us. So that's one of my favorite classes, favorite meeting as well. Share something that you learned through Family Voices Counseling that may inspire a caregiver with small children. One of the things that I learned, they brought in DSS, I think it was the Child Services program that they brought in, but they were talking about ABC vouchers and qualification. And, you know, right now parents need that assistance, especially, you know, single, even married couples, you know, they need assistance with daycare because daycare is not cheap. So if there's such a program that's out there that they could benefit from, this will be helpful for that parent that's going through with daycare, not able to find a good daycare for their child to attend and get those services that they need, or even just have someone to watch their child while they're at work and make sure that their child is safe. So, you know, that's one of the things that I think that caregivers with small children could benefit from. What is one hope you have for the future for South Carolina families and children? Just making sure that everyone is able to access resources within their communities. I know one time there was a point where we talked about the library system, and I think it was Allendale or Bamber. I can't remember. Not Bamber, but Barnwell. I think the young lady was, that's where she lived, but she was talking about how their library system was, you know, so small and the books was dated and, you know, they didn't have these kind of services. And then I think there were one point where they started doing the mobile library, I think she said. So, you know, just hoping that everybody in the future, South Carolina families and children will be able to get those resources they need within their community. What is one change you would like to see in how South Carolina public early childhood system works with families? One thing I would like probably to see is that all children are able to participate with the South Carolina public early childhood systems, you know, so it won't just be accessible to certain people, but that everyone get this information for their kids, because, you know, everyone needs it, and there's a need, there's a greater need, you know, test scores are low, reading skills are not high. So this is stuff that we do need in the community to help advance all our kids, you know, whatever color they are. Everyone child is struggling, you know, not just my child, but everyone, my neighbors, everybody's child is going through some stuff. So, you know, and also get some mental health counseling as well, because mental health does play a role, you know, just with the learning or getting instilled with information that may need to help that child to grow. So those are my questions, and hopefully, you know, I was a help, and hopefully my questions were a help to someone to bring them into this Family Voices Counseling. But I had a great experience with you guys. And I would like to say thanks, and I enjoy myself. Thank you.